Last year, Lydia Minutoya won a Penn Gerard Fund Award for her work in progress, Talking to High Monks in the Snow. Her memoir about growing up Asian American, then traveling and living in Asia, has now been published. Book critic John Leonard has just read the finished product.
Listen to this remarkable voice, so composed. I am a woman who apologizes to furniture. Excuse me, I say, when I bump into a chair. And I'm a curious creature, half mole, half bird, a burrowing being constantly lured aloft by glimpses of the sky. And nothing shows. I never storm. I never snivel. I never chew my nails. Only I see the small creeping fissure forming in my veneer. However, I am an American. I have no patience with fatalism, no regard for the gift of forbearance. But Lydia Minutoya had to go on the road, like the beatnik she'd wanted to be in junior high, before she discovered this Americanness. And the road she went on took her to Asia, first to the Japan of her parents, and from there to China and Nepal. And before she went on that road, there was a long detour through Albany, New York, where she grew up in the family mythology of 800 years of samurai genes, of a Pacific passage and the relocation camps of World War II, of sushi and slurpees, and a mother who sewed for rich white women, and a father who deliberately chose to build their house next to the school with the highest percentage of national merit scholars, and a household Baku, the demon that feeds on dreams. Lydia seems to have taken that Baku with her to academia, where she studied psychology, taught courses in the dynamics of culture, worked in wards for the criminally insane, lost a boyfriend, and suffered what she calls periods of otherness. One day in Boston, she was amazed to read that even Margaret Mead sometimes did not like a culture. It might lack ritual, or celebration, or tenderness. That sounded to her a lot like Boston. And so the mole became a bird, and flew away to teach for 2 years in fatalistic and forbearing Asia. Most of her time was spent in Japan, but all of it involved saying excuse me to strange and wonderful chairs. On Okinawa, into her mother's ghostly warrior past, wind-weathered pines, turtleback tombs, and a small green finch in a bamboo cage sipping from a sake cup, incense and lotus leaves, tangerines and zen, and on the dashboard of a jeep, a Shinto traffic safety charm full of the salt that sumo wrestlers heave over their shoulders for purification and luck. In China, after pigs in bicycle baskets and monitors in the classroom, she tells us, how I made my living was so obscure a concept that the title of my profession could not be translated. The closest anyone ever came was one who listens to and finds intelligence in the ravings of lunatics. In Nepal, with elephants and a Toyota, we travel like bonded molecules within the structure of a snowflake. And where goats are sacrificed to the bloodthirsty mother goddess Kali, women sell garlands of holy marigolds, fallen petals mixed with splattered blood, forming a mosaic. What did Minutoya learn after all this teaching? That she was not possessed, after all, of a pre-industrial mind, that her surprisingly happy American childhood encouraged the bird in her more than the mole, that everything, everything of value, begins with trust and risk. She also learned to turn her own journey into splendid literary art, as if a novel had been written entirely in haiku.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Talking to High Monks in the Snow by Lydia Minutoya.